It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll hear about some great ways to get outside, enjoy nature, and do some volunteer work on Earth Day in Wisconsin.
First, the University of Wisconsin system has been under a tuition freeze for the last 4 years. During this year's State of the State address, Governor Walker called for a system-wide tuition cut.
Officials with the UW system have said that the tuition freeze, coupled with potential budget cuts, won't be sustainable in the long term. Now, some lawmakers are saying that they might consider lifting the tuition freeze.
Nico Savage joins us now to talk about what this could all mean for the University of Wisconsin. He's the higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Nico, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, give us the background here. Why did we have this tuition freeze in the first place?
Well, the tuition freeze was put in place in 2013 after a couple of things happened. One was some sizable tuition increases from the UW system in the years that preceded it. And then also you had the discovery by lawmakers of reserve funds that the university was keeping in the midst of these tuition increases, funds of hundreds of millions of dollars that lawmakers basically viewed as the university holding that money while raising tuition on students. They instituted the freeze then, and that's where we've been basically for the past 4 years.
The UW system has wanted to end that freeze, but then in his State of the State address, Governor Walker, I think, surprised some people when he said his budget was going to include, ultimately, tuition cuts for students at the UW system. What was the case he was making there?
Sure, and it did surprise people. Actually, the talk from UW officials prior to the State of the State address was that they believe the governor was open to ending the tuition freeze in the second year of the 2017-19 budget. The rationale for the tuition cut, the governor said, was essentially that he wanted to give Wisconsin families a break and to actually lower the cost of tuition. Now, of course, other folks looking at that said, well, this is a governor who's considering running for re-election in 2018, and the tuition freeze has been popular, and what's going to be more popular than a tuition freeze? Well, a tuition cut. So there are a lot of potential reasons for it.
And now lawmakers, in his own party included, are not necessarily jumping on board with this tuition cut idea, including, as we were saying, some saying, hey, maybe it's time to end the tuition freeze. Who is speaking out on this? What are we hearing?
Sure. So we've actually heard from several lawmakers, many of the top representatives in the legislature, who have come out and said that they basically see better uses for the money that Governor Walker wants to spend on the tuition cut than on an across-the-board tuition cut. I actually haven't heard from anybody in the legislature who's come out and said that they think it's a great idea, at least from the Republican side, because the governor is proposing spending $35 million to essentially replace the revenue that UW system would lose from a tuition cut. And this is a budget where there's already a lot of kind of controversy over what different priorities are going to get funded. What's happened more recently is we've now had two members of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee who have come out and said, you know, not only are we not in favor of the tuition cut, we're also open to looking at an end to the tuition freeze. Representative John Nygren basically telling me earlier this week that we can't freeze tuition forever. And Representative Del Kienga saying that he's open to, as he put it, a kind of limited, modest UW flexibilities in tuition. So basically a limited ability for the university system to raise tuition.
And one thing some lawmakers have floated is the idea that, okay, an across-the-board tuition cut is going to be pretty small change for a lot of families, and it'll help people a little who maybe don't need it. Why not take that money and target it to the people who need it most? What are they looking for there?
Right. So they've basically said that would not be as effective as targeting that in terms of need-based financial aid. So there's been some talk of potentially taking some of the money, some of the $35 million that would be spent on the tuition freeze, and putting that into financial aid. To give you a sense of what the governor's proposing, he's calling for a 5% tuition cut, which would for undergraduates on average around the UW system, it'd be about $360 per year. At UW-Madison, that'd be close to about $500. So that kind of gives you a sense of what sort of savings would be involved in that. And it's worth noting that cut would only be in the second year of the two-year budget. Right now, the governor's proposal would be to keep tuition frozen the first year, the coming school year, 2017-18, and then cut it in 2018-19.
Talking to Nico Savage from the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at tuition cuts, tuition freezes for UW-Madison, rifts between the governor and his budget and some key Republican state lawmakers. Nico, let's look at the big picture of the UW system budget. When the tuition freezes came in, you mentioned those reserve funds. Republican lawmakers looked at those and said, hey, the system's flush with cash. The system said, well, hold on, some of this is for specific building projects, rainy day funds in case you guys in the legislature cut our budgets in the future, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Where are we now after these tuition freezes and other funding cuts along the way?
Yeah, there has been spending from those reserves. In fact, 2 years ago, a little less than 2 years ago, after the lawmakers approved a state budget that cut UW system funding by $250 million in the kind of current budget biennium, a lot of universities and the UW system as a whole were spending out of those rainy day funds, and were spending those down over the past couple of years. Now, there still are sizable amounts of money, and there are still hundreds of millions of dollars in those reserves, and lawmakers are still pointing to those and saying they're concerned about them. But UW system officials say, we've been spending from these accounts, and it's not sustainable to keep doing so. They've been heartened by the governor's budget proposal, where he calls for $42.5 million in new funding over the next 2 years. But they're saying that they also want that authority back over tuition.
The relationship between UW system officials and Republicans in the legislature has not always been real friendly in the last few years. As we hear this debate about tuition cut, tuition freeze, what's the tone like?
Well, yeah, I think it was summed up pretty well by John Nygren when I spoke with him earlier this week. He said, there has been a lot of kind of relationship building that's gone on between UW and the legislature, and there is more trust there. But I think there is still a little bit of trepidation and a desire among some lawmakers to maintain a certain amount of control at the legislature level over UW tuition. So one of the ideas that was floated by Del Quienga was essentially allowing for tuition increases that would be capped by the percentage increases in median household income or the consumer price index, essentially putting a ceiling on any tuition increases. And Representative Nygren said that's something he's open to looking into.
Now, looking at the system, we've got individual campuses and their leadership, the system as a whole and its leadership, and then kind of floating above that is the Board of Regents. What are they saying about all these issues?
Well, the Board of Regents last fall approved a sort of tuition plan that was essentially the board saying, hey, if you give us this authority, here's what we're going to do. And what they pledged to do over the next 2 years was keep tuition flat in the first year, in the coming fall school year, and then only raise it by, and this is similar to what Representative Kiyanga mentioned, raise it by a percentage that is not greater than the percentage increase of the consumer price index. So essentially, raising it around the levels of inflation or consumer prices. And they say that that's a modest increase, but that ultimately, the way that things are set up, the Board of Regents is historically the body that's been setting tuition prices. And members were saying last fall, this is our job. It's not the legislature's job. We want this authority back. The question is if the legislature is going to give them that authority back.
All this wrangling back and forth over the system budget, this is kind of a huge question, Nico, but for a student in UW system schools, for parents and high school kids who are maybe doing campus tours now, does this all really have an impact on their lives and on their pocketbooks?
Well, I think it would. I mean, you look at the difference between a tuition cut and potentially a tuition increase could be several hundred dollars, and that's certainly sizable, but I think some of the things that UW officials have been saying basically are Assistant President Ray Cross said, you don't want to get tuition tunnel vision, as he put it, saying that there's a lot of factors that affect college affordability. So, you might cut tuition. This is the example they give. You might cut tuition, you might freeze tuition, but if a student is not able to get in all the classes that he or she needs and has to stay for an extra semester or an extra year, well, you saved a few hundred dollars, but you got to spend a few thousand dollars more on that. So that's one of the issues that they bring up, which is that it's not quite so cut and dry as, if you cut tuition or you freeze tuition, college is going to necessarily be cheaper because there's those other factors that can affect it.
We'll leave it there for now. Nico, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Nico Savage, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us to talk about the UW system tuition freeze and why that may be lifted, at least according to some state lawmakers.